Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Today, we're talking about one of our favorite systems, which is Squarespace.
So Square to the space.
We're talking all about Squarespace and why it's our favorite web platform and all of our favorite features and why we have insisted on staying here, adamantly insisted on staying on Squarespace despite the option to leave multiple times at this point. Mm-hmm. And so we're excited to dive in.
Yeah, I think I want to start with a disclaimer before we dive into our obsession with Squarespace and our love. Sure. If you're using another platform, we're not going to shame you into that. We're not going to judge you for that. We're not going to tell you that WordPress is wrong and it's going to like ruin your life. If you're happy where you are and you're getting great results, then stay there. Maybe this episode isn't for you. But if you're frustrated with where you are right now and you're thinking about leaving, or you haven't even started your website yet and you're wondering why Squarespace, maybe should I do WordPress? What the heck is the difference? Then this might break down some options for you and kind of let you know where we stand. Coolio? Judgment-free zone today, guys.
Judgment-free zone. We are completely biased, but will not shame you. Is the object of that.
Exactly.
So just to tell you a little bit about why we got started on Squarespace, I have a background in web development. I went to design school. I actually have my degree in graphic design. And back in the day, they taught me how to code. And there wasn't a ton of options on the market. You could either develop your own platform, which don't do that. Please do not hand code your website. That is the worst idea ever. My first website was hand done, and that was just kind of the options at the time. Since then, you know, technology has changed. Obviously, in the last decade, things have improved. So there are
Let's guess Abby's age. Do you guys know that Abby's 57 years old?
I am not 57 years old. But seriously, the internet has changed really rapidly in the last 10 to 15 years. And that means there's a ton of better options out there. So when I got started, though, originally I hand-coded a website. And then when I was laid off, right before that, I started my first Squarespace website. And the reason I did that is because I had worked in the WordPress world in my corporate job and dreaded every minute of it. I hated updating it. It wasn't intuitive for a creative person that I was because my background was more on the design side. It wasn't the hard hand coding. Yes, I could do that, but if you're not familiar with that world, that's going to scare the pants off you. And so I loved that Squarespace was just beautiful out of the box. I was able to develop my first Squarespace website in a weekend. And you can probably do it in less than 2 hours if you're less picky than me.
Yeah.
So that was the main reason I started on Squarespace. And when Emily and I joined forces a good 9 months after that, we just decided to piggyback off of what already existed and what was already working. And so we did not move. We made some minor design changes to our existing site, but we did not shift platforms at that point.
Yeah. Luckily, both of us started TCC fully addicted to Squarespace. I also had my own Squarespace site at the time, and I made it for a lot of the same reasons that you did, but from a different point, as in the fact that I didn't know how to code. I didn't come from a design background, web anyways. I wouldn't have had the first clue. I did have a WordPress site at one point in my life when I started as a photographer. That's where I started because Squarespace didn't even exist back then. And I hated it. Hated updating the blog. I hated looking at the dashboard. It was ugly. It just wasn't something that I felt like I was using to its fullest advantage because it seemed harder for me to go out and find all those extra add-ons to make it custom. So it just was like a page with a couple tabs and that was it. And so when I shut that down, I moved over to Squarespace and I had my Emily Says business on that site. I never had my photography business on Squarespace, but I know a lot of photographers who do. And so I moved over there simply because I think my new website up in an afternoon. Like I just stayed up all night, started working on it after work, stayed up all night, finished it. And it was good enough because you could pick a template that works for you. You can pop in some new images, change the text, hide what you don't want to see, and you're done. Like super, super simple. And so keeping that up when we decided to merge together, keeping it on a Squarespace site, we were both like, yeah, we're not moving. We both hated WordPress equally.
Yeah. As our business grew, we knew we needed a platform that could scale with us. And I'm not going to lie, we definitely had our doubts as we hit our multiple six-figure mark.
Gosh.
We were like, are we going to have to be forced to move? Mm-hmm. Are we going to have to leave this platform we love? And the answer was no. But it wasn't that it was no because we just really didn't know the options that were available mm-hmm. to us. And that's really because Squarespace, out of the box, is perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect for any small business that's starting. But the really cool thing is once you scale to a point where you need more custom features, mm-hmm. you can hire a designer and an actual developer, like not me pretending I'm a developer over yonder, but like an actual person who knows what they're doing, and they can develop a super custom website for you. That's so intricate. Mm-hmm. And it's still possible on this platform. And we were convinced we were going to have to change to WordPress.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people going into where do I decide to have my website platform, a lot of that worry, fear, or time spent deciding that is that fear of, okay, but what if I outgrow it? And I'm going to spend all of this time and all of this money and all of these resources making this website perfect. And then once I reach a certain point in my business, I'm just going to have to leave anyways. And I think that a lot of people have that mentality about Squarespace at the beginning, maybe not so much now, but especially when we were starting. But I also feel like, and this is why I started this with a disclaimer, that a lot of WordPress users will make Squarespace users feel like that. That if you're a WordPress junkie and you know it inside and out and you've made it work for you, that you feel like Squarespace is kind of just a template and that it can't grow with your business. But I don't know if you guys have looked at our website lately, but if you want to pause this right now and go look at it, go browse the pages, go click on some things, go see how it functions, and remind yourself that it's built on Squarespace, 100% on Squarespace. So don't let the limitations that other people are telling you Squarespace has or doesn't have fool you into thinking that you can't commit to that platform. They may not know how to do it for you because they're not a coder, and that's fine. You may need to invest in someone like we did when we were at that point of, okay, we're wanting these extra customized features. Are we gonna have to leave Squarespace, go to WordPress to get those features, or do we need to hire someone to find them for us in Squarespace? And that's what we ended up doing.
But the really cool thing is if you're not at that place yet and you're more at the beginning stages, I just want to talk to you through the features that are just out of the box, that they're just available for you right away. The really awesome part is it's compatible everywhere. you don't have to think about, is it going to work on Chrome but break on Safari? Like, it's going to work across any and all devices. It's going to work on iPads. It's going to work on, you know, that PC junk over there, but it's also gonna, excuse me, I'm also a biased Apple user, so I really don't mean anything mean about you PC users.
Squarespace Apple lovers.
Sorry.
But my that piece of shit PC you have. It'll still work on it.
No, but you really don't have to worry. And that's so awesome because if you only have certain numbers of devices, it used to be 10 years ago that developers were literally having to check it on 17 different devices manually
and then recoding per those devices.
Yeah. And Squarespace does that for you. So you don't have to think about it. It just, if it looks right on your page, it's going to look the same everywhere else.
Yeah. One of the coolest features that Squarespace has that's super helpful for the non-designers, but the people who still have a creative eye, everything is drag and drop. Like, so, so helpful. Squarespace has all of these little boxes that you can decide on. Do you want text? Do you want an image? Do you want a form? Whatever it may be. And you just insert that box. And if you want to move it over here, you just drag and drop it. If you want to move three in a row, you just drag and drop it. And the coolest thing that I feel like the drag and drop helps, like why it works so well, is because they have live editing. So that means when you're on your page of your site, you can mess with it. You can see what it's going to look like. And you hit a little tiny arrow in the upper left-hand corner, and it shows you what that full page is going to look like as it were if it were live, which it would be if you have your site turned on. WordPress, if you're not familiar, you're doing this in a back-end dashboard. And so there are some plugins that you can have that enable like a live editing feature, or some templates say that they enable live editing, but it's rare and it's hard to look at still. And it's hard to know if that move that you just made behind the scenes is going to relate as to what you really wanted it to do once you click publish. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense to me. Well, I hope I'm makes sense to you. Also, it easily integrates with a bunch of social integrations. So we're not just talking about the standard stuff like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. You can also do really cool stuff with, like, if you're a restaurant, you can have a way to link your reservation service on your website. You can have your YouTube videos. You can have, I mean, like, the possibilities, they're not endless. It's definitely very much what Squarespace offers is what Squarespace offers, but they've really, really thought through what a small business needs to be successful and made it look amazing.
Yeah. Because I think in the WordPress land, so if you guys are super, super unfamiliar with even what we're talking about, when we say that Squarespace is built in, it's all in one, it has the features like if you want to put your Instagram feed on your blog post, you just add in that box inside Squarespace and it can do it. If you want to add like the restaurant feature, if you want to add a blog, if you want to add a calendar on the page of your site, all of that is a Squarespace all-in-one feature. It's already there for you. If you wanted to do some of those same things in WordPress, you would have to hunt down the plugin that says that it does those things, either get it for free or purchase it on top of what you're already spending to host your site. That's a whole nother all-in-one feature that Squarespace does. And if that developer decides to stop working on that app, so say you buy a plugin that enables your Instagram role to show up on your homepage, and it's going to update every time you update your Instagram, right? If that developer who you bought that plugin from stops working on that plugin, it will break on your site. It will show up as broken, like your pictures won't be there anymore. It'll look weird and gross. And then you will have to delete it and then go digging for another plugin that does something similar.
Which is that's annoying.
That's not fun. Yeah. Who has time for that?
And the problem with that is really it comes down to security. So I hate to do this, but I'm gonna go there. So you know how they talk about how generally Apple products don't get bugs?
Yeah.
And they don't break, but PCs do. Well, the biggest difference between the two is that Apple is very self-controlled. They control what goes in, what goes out. PC is open source, so they allow anyone to develop a product for their platform. It's the exact same for Squarespace mm-hmm. versus WordPress. So WordPress is open source. Anyone can develop a plugin for their platform. Squarespace.
I could go make one right now if I wanted to.
It would probably be broken and suck. No offense.
Yeah. No. None taken. But I could do it just to fuck with people.
But Squarespace, it's all self-controlled, which means they have much more control over the security of their platform. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the problem that comes in is although it looks like all these plugins are meant to beautifully enhance whatever it is you're working on, some of them add holes in the security of your site and can allow for hackers to come in and basically do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. I wish I was joking, but when I was developing websites as a profession, I was managing a site that someone else had previously started. So I didn't necessarily know the background of the apps or plugins that they had downloaded. I didn't necessarily control how it was developed. I just came in and started maintaining it. And so I was in charge. But I didn't have any sort of security background. I'm not like head of IT. Like, I don't have a huge development background. I know how to make things look pretty. Well, come to find out, we got shut down. And I was like, why? Like, we have a normal website. We're selling to government at the time. But then come to find out, someone was hosting a drug ring. I wish I was joking. On the back end of our system and selling drugs. They were pharmaceutical drugs. Like, it wasn't like heroin. It was like pharmaceutical drugs out of Canada. And they were selling them on the back end of our website on some mysterious page that I did not create. I swear to you. And it was literally because there was a hole in one of the plugins that I was unaware of, and they were creating pages without me even knowing they existed.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm not telling you this to like have you freak out and have you be like, oh my God, someone's going to hack my site and start this illegal business. But I just want you to be aware that you aren't necessarily in control of everything that happens to your business. And we purposely picked a platform that we knew was like there was walls around it. Mm-hmm. Like people were controlling it and we were paying a premium for that service.
There was a blogger we spoke with, I think this was at a conference, and she was on WordPress, and it was the thing that made her move to Squarespace. She found out, and this could have been going on for a year or more, that a link in her footer on all of her pages went to a porn site because of some broken plugin.
That's terrible.
She was having clients, but like photography clients, families visit her website. And all the while, there's a link in her footer that goes to a porn site.
And why? Oh my gosh. Like, it just.
Well, and I think what's funny is when we were having the conversations about do we need to switch to WordPress? Like, are we getting too big? Do we want too much custom features? Like, what's the deal? We talked with each other and then something happened. We heard from someone, we saw a post, someone told us that their site had just gotten hacked or it just crashed or everything got deleted and they were on WordPress. It happened like 3 times in the matter of a couple months or weeks, I feel like. And then we're like, okay, just kidding. We don't want to be there.
And so we held on to our guns and we were like, dude, like, Kathy, you have to do whatever you can to make this work. And she develops on both platforms, and that's totally, totally fine. But we were just insistent that we had to keep going.
Well, I think everyone liked the challenge of making a Squarespace site super custom and have features that mimicked a WordPress site to show people that it can be done and that it might take a little bit of creative thinking or it might take a little bit of compromise on some features. But at the end of the day, like, if you know code and if you can go back there and develop, like, you can pretty much make anything happen.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that helped me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial. So the other really awesome feature for those just starting, well, not even just starting out, I've been shocked by the size of businesses I've seen run on Squarespace that are e-commerce-based websites. Mm-hmm. So for those of you who don't know, you can sell directly on Squarespace. Mm-hmm. And it links to both Stripe, so people can check out directly on your website, enter their credit card information. And it also, they recently added a PayPal integration. So you can also link directly to PayPal, which those are the two major players in the checkout world right now anyway. And so why not run your mm-hmm. business all in one place instead of having, you know, your blog and your about page over here and then having your e-commerce hosted mm-hmm. on some other platform.
Now, I will say we've heard a lot of great things about Shopify for more e-commerce type businesses who are constantly shipping out stuff. We obviously don't use it. We've heard great things about it. We also know that it is pretty expensive. So the only reason why Squarespace might be good for starting out in that sense is for an e-commerce business who might not be doing a lot of sales right now. You might be shipping a couple things a month, you know, one thing a week or something like that. Keeping it on Squarespace, building your audience, letting people know where you are, creating that blogging foundation, and then potentially moving over to someplace like Shopify where it's going to get you more bang for your buck if you're sending out more stuff or you have more products listed in your shop.
Yeah. So I think if you have under 200 products, Squarespace can be an awesome option for you. Shopify makes a lot more sense if you have a lot of customization. So for instance, you have like a bag and it's available in gray, brown, plaid, and pink or something like that. Those sort of things are going to make your life a lot easier on a site that's solely focused on checking out. Whereas Squarespace was built for the small business in mind, e-commerce is definitely a portion of that, but it's not their sole focus.
Right.
So I think it's perfect for a smaller business who's not, their product base is not ginormous. But if you have a huge product inventory, maybe not for you.
Right.
But if you do have products, you can always try it. And I mean, it's not the be all end all. Like there's, you can always change later.
Yeah, for sure. A couple other features that we find handy. I actually got to know a couple of these apps when I was on maternity leave. So Squarespace has apps for your phone, and it's specifically like the blogging app for Squarespace, analytics app for Squarespace. So they're all separate. But I was using the blogging app for Squarespace when I was away, and you can edit, post, format everything from your phone. Obviously, it's not as easy because on your desktop, everything is just bigger. And if you have grandma eyes like I do, it's just easier to see everything spread out. But if you're in a pinch, if you're having to go make a quick edit, if you're having to publish something that you forgot to schedule or whatever it may be, they have an app that you can access on your phone and quickly get something out.
Or if you just obsessively check your analytics like I do,
right.
you can swipe down and it will auto update literally every time you do that. So you don't have to log in. You can just obsessively check it. And it will also give you sales data on the analytics app, which is awesome. And I'm pretty sure, don't quote me on this because again, I'm not e-commerce. But I'm pretty sure they have a whole separate one that helps with shipping and
I think so.
All of that. I'm pretty sure.
I think that's accurate. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we already talked to you about how scary plugins are, but let's maybe keep talking about how awesome blogging is on Squarespace.
Blogging is the way to be. So seriously. So I think this is the best feature of Squarespace, but I may be biased because our blog archive is what? I don't even know. 300, 400?
More than 300 for sure.
We have a lot.
There's 7,000 posts, guys.
No, we have a rich, we have a rich blog archive, but seriously, it's just been so easy to, we go ahead and type separately in a doc because I will say occasionally Squarespace doesn't like to save your draft. The first time, if you are new to Squarespace, this happened just in the very beginning of business, mostly from user error, not from Squarespace, not knowing what I was doing. So type your doc separately. Mm-hmm. Just do this for your own sanity, okay? So yeah. Type out your doc and then copy everything in and do your editing and schedule things in advance. Oh my gosh. You will be like, oh, the heavens have opened up. I can schedule a week or 2 months or whatever worth of content and not have to think about it Because it's all done and saved for you, and it's going to look beautiful.
Yeah. And be sure, we'll link this up in the show notes, but Squarespace also has a really, really handy like FAQ section and tutorial, like tech tutorial kind of things with screen grabs on how to do a certain thing. And there are a lot of custom features that you can do to your blog post, like the SEO, the keyword tags, what it's called when you're sharing it on Facebook, what that thumbnail looks like what the link is, like all of that good stuff in the settings of your blog post. So read over some of those guides and it'll help you make them super pretty and custom.
And also great for web, like generating yes. organic web traffic and just keeping that up, because your blog lasts forever. I mean, it lasts, you know, it's a huge asset to your business, and building that rich content archive is going to just continue to help you. So really investing in doing it the right way first.
And if you started your blog somewhere else, like Wix or Weebly or even yeah. Blogspot, you can bring that blog over to Squarespace. There will still be some work on your end to like fine tune them, kind of re-edit them because it's formatted just on a different site, but you can export that data and then import it into Squarespace. They have a tutorial that will walk you through it, because I'm not going to go over those steps because they're kind of bananas, but I've done it before for someone. So it is possible.
It is possible.
Guess what else is possible with Squarespace?
Podcasting.
And Squarespace are like one happy little hamburger.
So I didn't even know this was a thing until we decided to start a podcast. And I was like, oh, crap.
Is it gonna live?
I was like, can we even do this? So just so you know, you can run a podcast 100% on Squarespace. We do pay separately to host our podcast on a separate site and then just do our show notes and import our audio file and that sort of thing on Squarespace. I don't actually know why we do that other than the podcast people. Yeah. Well, no. Like, I'm sure there's a good reason, but I don't have the good reason to spout at you right this minute. I just know. You can do it organically in Squarespace, or you can host it somewhere else and import the audio file.
Yeah.
So either way, awesome possum.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes it super handy, meaning you don't have to have an entirely separate site for this new thing that you want to try and do. You can keep your traffic going to one source, so you're not like divvying up where all those people are going, which is super handy. And TBH, guys, when we launched our podcast, our audience traffic went through the roof on our entire website. So
what's TBH?
To be honest.
Oh, to be honest. Apparently I'm not in with all the slang these days. To be honest, it did blow up, but I just didn't know what you meant. But yes, it totally did. And it might it just happen to you too. But if you're thinking about podcasting, you should actually go back and listen to the episode all about the truth about podcasting before you decide to podcast.
And be like, hell no. But just so you know, you can do it on Squarespace. Okay, guys?
You can. And the really cool thing about all of this, and I swear to you, this is literally, okay, just so you know, at this time, when we recorded this, Squarespace is not a sponsor.
We should have started that with that first.
Squarespace has never paid us a dollar, ever. We've paid them many dollars. So just so you know, this is not a giant infomercial for Squarespace. This is literally... This is literally just us telling you we love the platform. We recommend the platform. We think you would love it too. And seriously, you can start a Squarespace site for as little as $12 a month.
That's so bananas.
That's so cheap, really. I mean,
because that covers your hosting and your domain, guys. So that's another thing that's separate and divvied out inside WordPress. is that you buy all of those things and pay for those things separately.
Yeah, so let's just talk about that for a second. So a lot of people are like, WordPress is free. Okay.
No, it's not.
WordPress is free, but you have to pay for hosting. So people usually talk about hosting on GoDaddy or Bluehost or HostGator or whatever all the places are. And those cost a premium, and usually you have to pay them for them on an annual basis. Mm-hmm. Squarespace is one of the few places that allows you to pay on a monthly basis, but you can pay annually and save.
And a little bit of money. Yeah.
We pay annually and it doesn't bother us to do that. And you can always upgrade. So if you go ahead and pay annually on, like, say you do like the $12 version, and then you change your mind and you're like, but I want to open an e-commerce site. Do I have to wait another 6 months? No. Like, you can literally switch
it. They will take your money, whatever you want.
So you can switch your plan at any time. You can also switch your template at any time. You can switch, like, anything about it at any time. So that's really freaking cool. One of the things that's not on our thing checklist to talk about, but I just thought I'd mention it, they integrate and make it super easy to add email addresses.
Yeah.
So you get one free one per website.
Account.
But per account. But then you can, because they integrate with Google for Business, which I think is called like Google Suites now or something. I don't know. They changed their name again. Google changes their branding like every 5 seconds.
You know, they're lucky they're awesome, because I'm like, who are you? What is this called anymore?
I don't know.
But what was Google Plus? Why is it still around?
I don't know why.
What purpose did you serve? None.
But for $5 a month, you can add additional email addresses. And did you ever write that one about how to get free email address? Oh my gosh.
No, because I forgot how to do it.
So Emily has magic ways of making free email addresses, but for God.
I know. Well, here's the TBH, guys. I knew that there was a way to get, so you get one for free. Let's say you do hello@yourwebsite.com. Okay. And then you realize, oh, I want, you know, an accountant in my account, but I don't want them to have access to that email. I want them to have accounting@yourwebsite.com. So instead of buying another one and paying for it, you can literally like create a alternate identity or whatever it's called.
It's called an alias.
Yeah. Which alternate identity and alias, it means the same thing, but you do it in the settings of your Gmail, and it takes a little bit for it to show up. But I had to get on the phone with Google the first time when I was trying to figure it out. And I wrote down the steps, and then I don't remember where I put them.
And I told her to write an email address about this 6 months. Or no, not a write an email
like
address.
Like a year ago.
A Google. No. Gosh.
A blog post.
I told her to write a blog post about it a year ago. Apparently, that's not happening. But anyway, we love you. That's not what we were talking about. We were talking about how awesome Squarespace is. And you can get the one free account. You can always add an additional account, which is awesome. And for serious, okay, so let's talk strategy to me. Let's pretend, I think we should do two sets of talk strategy to me.
Okay.
One set, the first set is all about I don't have a website at all and I'm interested in Squarespace. And the other one is I have a website, but unfortunately it's not Squarespace and I want to switch to Squarespace.
Okay, so I'll do the first one. So you don't have a website and you're considering Squarespace. So first, I do want you to ask yourself, what are you going to use your website for? Are you going to have a blog? What do you want it to look like? Are you going to have e-commerce? How many products are you going to have? Do you want to have people download stuff, listen to stuff? Like, how do you want people to use it? A, that's going to help you truly know Squarespace is right for you, but it will also help you pick your theme. So Squarespace has a whole bunch of themes that you can pick, and they serve different purposes and they have different features. One of the things that I ask you to know before you pick your theme is A, if you're going to have a blog, and B, if that blog is going to have a sidebar. So one of the kind of things about Squarespace is that not all of their themes, A, have the capability of having a blog, or B, if they have the capability of having a blog, not all of those have the capability of having a sidebar on the blog. So if you have no clue what I'm talking about, go to our blog and you will see that on the left side is like the actual blog post. And on the right side is what's called a sidebar. And it has like some information about us and some ads and some sign up stuff and all that good
static.
Stuff.
It's static.
It's there on all the blog posts. It's always there. You can see my hand moving up and down if that helps you visualize. But if you don't want a sidebar, that's fine. But do your research first, because I have known many of people who pick a theme and fall in love with it, and then they add the blog portion and they realize it doesn't have a sidebar. And sidebars are pretty beneficial for a lot of businesses on their blog. So know that first. The second step of this is to pick your plan. Go ahead and start small and take it easy. Good is good enough. Make it cute, make it branded, make it functional. You don't have to have 50 pages by the end of the weekend. Get like your core 3 to 5 pages. Just get it up and running to where it looks good and it works. And then like you can change it at any point after that. And then the third step would be to tell everyone where your website is so they can go see it and love on it and have a launch party about it. Now you're done. You just have a website in 3 easy steps.
Awesome. So if you currently have a website and you're considering switching, I would look at the article that I hope we can find and linked for you in the show notes that talks about switching platforms. So if you're on WordPress, what is that like? If you're on, we talked about moving your blog content.
Yeah.
How does that happen? I think for the blog content, that's really all you need to worry about. All the other pages, I would manually rebuild personally, A, because they probably need changed if you're changing websites. Like mm-hmm. It's probably worth updating. The blog, if you have a huge archive, then yes, move it. If it's 10 posts, you can copy and paste, and it's going to take you less time than figuring out how to use the like crazy switcheroo import export doodad. So I'm just letting you know that now. So look at the link that we're going to give you in the show notes, and then the same steps apply. What template does make sense? Mm-hmm. What purpose are you trying to serve? What additional information do you need that you didn't have on your old site, or what changes do you want to make to that information to make it better or more comprehensive than what you had previously? Mm-hmm. And then you got to have a launch party, because you change this whole thing. You can't just assume people know about it. So you got to tell people about it. But mm-hmm. do keep in mind, Squarespace does have a free trial. So you don't necessarily have to pay immediately. So if you can get your booty in order, you could potentially get it all set up during the free trial period before you're even paying for anything and switch your stuff over and then cancel your old site, which would be super awesome. And,
pro tip, if you email them nicely, they will extend your free trial a little bit if you need just a little bit more time to fine tune the details before your site goes live. Like if you have every intention to purchase it, but it needs to be ready, they'll work with you. Not that I've done that or anything.
So or if you know, I was going to say, if you know someone, there are people with special rights like myself who technically get longer trial periods.
That's true.
I think my trial period's more like 30 days, but I can't do that for everyone and their mother, because that would get really complicated, because you're technically like in my Squarespace account. And so
no, just email Squarespace and be like, can I get like 2 more weeks, bro? It would be super helpful. I've literally done that email and they'll do it. So just put on your big girl panties and ask.
They actually have email support. That should have been a whole point. They will answer your email. WordPress, good luck.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our Creative Template Shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.